Chris, as I mentioned, people look at this as midseason. Really, though, we're past the halfway mark.
Yeah, everyone talks about this being the end of the first half, but really, as you know, we're, three quarters of the way through the season.
Right.
Next thing you know, it'll be September. It'll be time for playoff baseball, we hope, in both Durham and in Zebulon.
Yeah, we certainly hope so, and it has been a good first half of the season, I think, for baseball in general. Chris, as you look at it, what's been the biggest surprise? Is it Cal Raleigh for you?
I think that's one of the big surprises, Tony. I don't know that anybody expected him to go out and hit, 38 home runs? I think I read a stat, and you'll tell me if I'm wrong. Cal Raleigh is just the second catcher in Major League history to have, 30 home runs before the All-Star break.
I think that is right.
Which is unbelievable. You think of all the great catchers that have come through the game, and I think the other one is Johnny Bench. So Cal Raleigh in some pretty good company. But think about Mike Schmidt, Mike Piazza. I mean, the list goes on and on, right? And Cal Raleigh, just the second guy to do that. That's one of the big surprises. I think another big surprise for me, Tony, is how bad the Atlanta Braves are.
Yeah.
I thought the Braves were a team that were certainly going to contend, and if not win the National League East, and contend for a World Series. And now Atlanta probably not going to make the playoff.
It certainly looks that way. And, you know, they got off to such a bad start. Then they had a couple of stretches where they played really good baseball, but not consistently.
And how about the Milwaukee Brewers? That may be a pleasant surprise. They're the Mudcats' parent team. Milwaukee's into the All-Star break, having won 7 in a row. They've got the third-best record in all of baseball and only a game back of the Cubs for first place in the National League Central.
And you know what makes that all the more interesting, Chris, is the fact that they are just a game back of the Cubs. And
Yeah. What's
the common denominator between the two teams? Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell. That's exactly right.
that's going to make it a lot of fun down the stretch. Yeah, Pat Murphy has done a really good job since he took over there.
He really has. And seems like, to me, just watching from afar, almost like the Bobby Cox vein of a manager, right? He's sort of old school. Maybe he's the same way as Brian Snicker. He's a player's manager. He's going to protect his guys. And it seems like the Brewers love playing for Murph. And how about Mizorowski, too, the talented right-hander who is in the All-Star game? There was a lot of consternation from some about him being in the All-Star game. But, man, he's come on and performed unbelievably well for the Brewers.
Controversial because he's had so few games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's angered, you know, some baseball traditionalists.
I agree, but I think it's also baseball trying to capitalize on the momentum when they can get it, right? This guy has obviously set the world on fire. Now baseball obviously wants the story and the name in baseball, and if that's what Rob Manfred wants, that's what Rob Manfred's going to get.
Yeah, he's sort of this year's Paul Skeens.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Paul Skeens has had a great year, too, and it'll be interesting to see what the Pirates do at the trade deadline if Skeens gets moved.
And speaking of the trade deadline, that's just right around the corner as well. You know, you look at some of these races this year. The National League, for the most part, is a whole lot closer than the American League. In the American League, you've got some big leads. And let me talk about, so I can say it, I can't say this all the time, but my Detroit Tigers have the biggest lead in baseball right now.
The best team in baseball, record-wise,
yep.
Right, Tony?
Certainly, although they are on a 4-game losing streak, but hopefully that's temporary.
But, man, what a good job that the Tigers have done this year. And, obviously, Javi Baez is playing well, and you got a great manager there in A.J. Hinch. And, man, I don't know, Tony. I get the feeling the Tigers might make a deep postseason run for you.
I am certainly hoping so. You know, it was a surprise last year when they made it postseason. I don't think it's a surprise this year, but the dominance they've had in the American League Central this year is a surprise, like 11.5 games in front of the Twins right now.
I'm really surprised, to your point, how lopsided that division has been. I thought Minnesota would be a little bit better in the American League Central. I thought Kansas City might be a little bit better, too, but, man, the Tigers are just running away with it.
Yeah, it really has been a surprise. You know, and you look at some of the other divisions, Blue Jays up by just a couple in the American League East right now.
I am fascinated by that race because the Blue Jays, I think I read a stat where when the Blue Jays took the lead from the Yankees in July, a couple weeks ago before the All-Star break, it was the first time the Blue Jays had led or shared the American League East in July since 2015. Over almost a decade. Unbelievable.
That is.
The Blue Jays, it's crazy. You just think of all those good Blue Jay teams.
Very hard to believe. And, you know, you look at that division, the Red Sox, they're 3 games back, but they've won 10 games in a row right now, too.
They're the interesting case study for me because, you know, they traded Rafi Devers, and there was a lot to be made about Devers and the clubhouse and what have you. And since they've traded Devers, they have just gone on a roll, as you pointed out, 1-10 in a row. The Giants are kind of middling around 500 since they got Devers. I mean, the Red Sox don't have the star power, but some of those talented rookies are doing it for Boston, and it wouldn't be a shock to me to see the Red Sox make the playoffs, probably as a wild card. I don't think they're going to win the division, but I could certainly see them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I sure could, too. And, you know, you speak of Devers. It was a positive for the Red Sox to trade him. I'm not sure it was a positive for the Giants to get him. He already had that Will Clark controversy with him already since he went to the Giants.
And now there's a controversy with Will Clark and the Red Sox broadcaster Will Fleming, and that sort of blew up late last week. And just nothing good surrounds Rafael Devers right now.
No, exactly. Sort of like and this goes way back before you, Chris, but if you went back many, many, many years ago to Dick Allen, great, great player, but there was controversy every place he played back in the 60s.
You kind of like a modern-day Barry Bonds, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, as we're about to run out of time here, Chris, I got to get your opinion on one other thing other than the baseball this morning. British
Open. I think
I know
where this is going,
yeah,
Tony.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, we always talk in the weeks of the majors. But what's your pick as we go to Northern Ireland this year for the British Open?
I'm going to give you two names. One that's like, okay, that's really easy, Chris. And another one that's maybe off the beaten path a little bit. I think Rory McIlroy, because it's in Ireland. Of course, Rory completed the career Grand Slam. Said yesterday, I saw an interview where his game feels really good. I think Rory is going to contend. But also, I think Shane Lowry could be the dark horse. They're also another Ireland native. Lowry, I've really liked his game. He's had some ups and downs this year. I think he's the dark horse.
I think that's a good pick. Rory put in a full practice round yesterday. I noticed he got there very fast after the Scottish Open.
He sure did. And seems like his game's in a good shape. And the best part is the golf starts at like 4 a.m. so we can wake up and watch golf every morning.
Exactly. One of the few times we can do that every year. Chris, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Hopefully we'll have lunch one day next week, too.
I'm looking forward to our lunch next week, Tony.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Edwards.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.